From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. This week's host is Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. Our topic today is trees and Trees, Inc., and we have Elizabeth Scamhorn with us. Elizabeth, what's your title there?
With Trees, Inc., I am the Vice President of Public Relations and Marketing.
We want to talk about all the things that's going on with Trees, Inc. this spring.
Yes, this is our busy season. The spring season is when we are out and about and planting trees and watering trees, and it's a very exciting time for us.
You've planted a lot of trees since 1990, haven't you?
We have. So Trees, Inc. was founded in 1990, and since then we've planted nearly 8,000 trees in the Terre Haute and Vigo County area.
And it's such a neat thing when you see memorial trees or commemorative trees. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, so a tree is a living gift that will beautify our community, and it's a way that you can honor a loved one or a special occasion. And so you can contact Trees, Inc., and we are happy to plant a tree in honor of someone or a special occasion, and that tree will actually be located in Deming Park or Collett Park.
Okay. And what I think is neat is that the trees actually help the environment by cleaning the air and producing oxygen and so forth, which is really great. Now, you have a special event coming up, Earth Day.
Yes. So we're actually calling it Earth Week because we have so many different events that are happening. And so we are actually kicking off our Earth Week, if you will, with a partnership with Emily's Walk. And there's an event happening, and it's at the Vigo County School Corporation Administration Office in West Terre Haute on Friday, April 21st, beginning at 10 a.m., and so we're going to have a lot of different speakers. We're going to have Mary Kramer, who is the former director of Art Spaces, and she's going to talk about the ways that professional artists have used Turn to the River, which is a multi-year focus on reconnecting downtown Terre Haute to the river. And we're also going to hear from Brendan Kearns also. He's going to talk about his experience as a wildlife photographer and also just how to explore the rich opportunities, how you can navigate the Wabash River safely. And then afterwards, the superintendent of the Vigo County Parks Department, Adam Grossman, is going to provide some updates on the future engagement of the Wabashiki wetlands. And then after that event, weather permitting, we're going to have a walk of the Max Miller Mile. And Max Miller is one of our Trees, Inc. founding board members. And so we're going to walk the Max Miller Mile and look around at the different properties that the county has purchased for the Wabashiki wetlands.
Now, Max Miller must have done something pretty special to have this walk named for him.
Yes, he was an incredible asset to developing Trees, Inc. and beautifying our community. And so we also have another Max Miller Grove at Deming Park also, because he was a tremendous asset in beautifying our community through trees.
And I would imagine the photographer is going to bring some of his pictures. So that sounds like it'd be a really interesting speech that he's going to give.
Most certainly. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that, and we're happy to be a sponsor. And once again, that is hosted through Emily's Walk, and there's several other sponsors as well. But then the very next day, actually, we're launching right into Earth Day, which is Saturday, April 22nd, and Trees, Inc. will be hosting a tree planting in partnership with Habitat for Humanity and the City of Terre Haute.
Yeah, let's talk about that. If I've had storm damage, a lot of people have had storm damage this spring, and I want to plant some new trees, can Trees, Inc. help with that?
Most certainly. So if you were interested in what types of trees to plant, where to plant those trees, if you're looking at those types of things, just give us a call or reach out to us on Facebook and or the website, and we're happy to connect with you. And if we aren't the right person, we'll definitely connect you with who that needs to be.
And if someone is older or in poor health, will somebody come and actually plant the tree for them?
We typically plant in the city tree rows, but we are more than happy to connect you with the right person to plant the tree in the right place.
Wonderful. That's great. And I know you have some other things coming up this spring also.
Yes, we do. We have the citywide cleanup, and that is in partnership with the City of Terre Haute. So for more than a decade, we've partnered with the city for our Keep Terre Haute Beautiful initiative. And that is an organization that is affiliated with through trees. And we host two massive citywide cleanups a year where we work with Republic Services. They bring in several dumpsters, and we just invite the entire community to bring, whether it's litter from their streets or it's they're doing a garage clean out or whatever that may look like. But we're trying to make sure that we have an opportunity for our residents to bring their unwanted items, to dispose of them properly. And so that way we're not littering our streets and we're keeping our community beautiful. And so that event is happening on Saturday, April 29th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's located right behind the former Terre Haute Police Department building on Wabash Avenue.
Do you get a lot of participation from city residents?
You would not believe the involvement that we have. So every time that we have this cleanup, we have it twice a year, we will just see truckload after truckload of just trailers full of mattresses that are found in alleyways. We will fill up 8 to 10 dumpsters, massive, you know, yardage dumpsters. And it's an incredible effort. But as saddening as it is to see all of the trash and the litter, if you will, it's fantastic to know that our residents are adamant about making sure that that does not end up in our you know, sidewalks or alleyways. And we're making sure that we're keeping Terre Haute beautiful.
Okay. And you have an herb fair. I always want to call it a herb fair. It's an herb fair.
It is. It is the 2023 Springtime Plant and Herb Fair. That's happening on Saturday, May 13th. It starts at 8 a.m. I highly recommend getting there at 8 a.m. Because it does last till 3 p.m., but it's a very highly anticipated and highly trafficked event, and that's happening at the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds. And so, TreeZeek, we will be there, and we'll be giving away saplings. And we're very thankful to Senator John Ford and Representative Paff for their donation of the trees from the state of Indiana. And so we're very thankful for those 200 trees or 200 saplings that we'll be giving away at the 2023 Herb Fair.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. How difficult is it to take a sapling and plant it in your yard?
It's incredibly easy. The thing that you have to dedicate is time. You have to make sure that you are watering it, making sure that it's planted properly, the depth is right. There are a tremendous amount of YouTube videos that you can go and you can watch to learn how to plant a tree correctly. And with a sapling, all you have to do is stake it, make sure you're watering it, and then also make sure, too, you know, that you're just keeping an eye on it. And, you know, if you plant it in the ground and hope that it grows, best of luck to you. But if you dedicate a little time and effort, you'll have a beautiful tree.
Well, I've heard of people that plant trees when their children are young, and as the child grows and becomes an adult and even a senior citizen, they can look at that tree and remember when mom and dad planted it for them.
Absolutely. You just summed up trees in one simple statement. And so part of the focus of trees is the fact that, you know, we believe, as far as Trees, Inc., that we were gifted this community, and it is our responsibility and our due diligence to take care of it. And so we're not just doing it for us, but we do owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our kids, our grandkids, and our future generations to come. And so once you plant a tree, it's not just for you, it's for all those who will sit under its shade.
Wonderful. Now, Elizabeth is involved in a lot of things. Anything else going on around Vigo County or Terre Haute you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, well, I think that I could probably go on for days with all the exciting things going on, but I do want to just note that if you are interested in joining Trees, whether that be through your time, talent, or treasure, we encourage you to visit our monthly meetings that are held the first Thursday of every single month. You can go on the Trees Facebook site or our website for all the dates and the information that's there. I also serve on Trees as representative from the Vigo County Public Library, and you can always give me a call there at 812-232-1113, and you can reach me there directly, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have about Trees or the library.
Do you have the Facebook page address or the URL for the website?
Yes, you can just go to treesinc.org, and all of our social media channels are listed right there, and you can just click directly through, and it'll take you right to Facebook and Instagram.
Very good. Elizabeth Scamhorn has been our guest today. She's been talking about Trees, Inc. and some of the activities going on as people are getting ready to go outside and work in the yard and so forth. And that's a wonderful thing. I'm Frank Phillips. Thanks for joining us today.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.